morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. The first thing that apparently I have to do is fill in the story of the tree and car saga. So if you weren't here last week, my sermon was derailed because on Friday, a tree had fallen and crashed on my wife's car, breaking the windshield, damaging some body panels. My car was in front of that, so I had to walk all the way to an enterprise rental, rent a car. It was a whole saga, but the saga continues. So on Monday, I was on the phone to the insurance adjuster, and she never answered once. I phoned every 15 minutes all day, could not get through, and my favorite part that I am not bitter about at all is that the answering machine said, "We will return your call in 48 business hours." That sounds like 2 days, but it's not. It's like 2 weeks. I would really like on my answering machine to be like, "I'll return your call in 97 business hours." Like, what? Okay, letting it go. Letting it go. Anyways, on Tuesday, I left the most pathetic voicemail of my life saying, "I know that you're really busy and I know that a lot's going on and people need your help, but there is a gigantic tree on my wife's car that's blocking me in and I'm not touching it until you tell me to." So with that, about 3 or 4 hours after that voicemail, I was able to get a call back and she said, "The tree is not covered, so get somebody to come in and take care of it or do it yourself." And I said, "I might damage the car more." She said, "It's damaged. It doesn't matter." So with that, I pulled out my saber saw, my Lee Valley pruning blade for it and just went to town. And within 20 minutes, I had the tree chopped up. A couple of neighbors came by, lifted up the trunk of the tree as we drove the car out, got it onto the street, had a tow truck there in no time. And so we're waiting for about 2 weeks for the damage to be repaired. So I'll let you know in 2 weeks how it's going. But on to more churchy announcements. We do have a couple of things going on. The first is that this Sunday, Steve, our regular musician, is in North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere playing the Jeans and Classics concert, having a blast. But that's okay because we get to have Ralph. So Ralph, thank you so much for being here and playing with us today. The second thing coming up at St. James this week is on Friday, we're having our third of the games nights. So I think we do that at 7. Yes, 7 o'clock. So if you'd like to come to the parish hall, we've got Ticket to Ride. I went to a board game exchange and picked up a few new board games, as well as some old classics. It's a great opportunity to come, to have fellowship, to make new friends, and to crush them mercilessly at the board game of your choice. So please do come to that. It's a great opportunity. I was thrilled that last time we had a games night, we had two members of the community come and play games with us who had never been in this church before. We're very concerned when some members were complaining that their strategy didn't go well and used a little bit of profanity, but it was okay. I was able to absolve them, and they saw that we're a very forgiving church. So definitely do come. And I think Paul has an announcement.
Good morning, everyone. You may have seen the posters on the screen that look a lot like this. There is a very special and exciting concert happening tomorrow night, Monday night. Yes, a Monday night concert in London, Ontario. I'm afraid no one will come. So please, tomorrow night here at 7:30, it is a combination of London Pro Musica Choir, St. James Westminster Choir, members of the Antler River Project, soloists with yours truly on the podium waving his hands. And we are doing Oliver Whitehead's Mass for All Creatures, which was premiered about 25 years ago at St. Paul's Cathedral. You may have noticed the frontal and the burson veil that we have on loan, which was created by Benny McLeod, textile artist and at one point artist in residence at St. Paul's. We have that on loan that was made for the original production of this musical work back in the 90s. The suggested minimum donation is $20 tomorrow. This is all part of Earth Day, which is also tomorrow. Several environmental groups have booths set up in the hall starting at 6:30, Downbeats at 7:30. It is going to be a spectacular show, and I look forward to seeing you all right here.
Thank you, Michael. My pleasure. Would the congregation please stand? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open.
All all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, and work in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for a proclamation from Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Acts. The rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Please remain standing for the preaching of the Holy Gospel. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So that there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So some of you may know, if you are very, very big church nerds, that on the fourth Sunday after Easter, every year, it is Good Shepherd Sunday. Every year, the fourth Sunday after Easter is Good Shepherd Sunday. No matter which lectionary we're using for the year, whether it's one of our year A, year B, year C, where we read different gospels, every one of them on this Sunday will talk about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. This is an image that is very familiar to most of us who've been to church for a long time. The first church that I ever served in had a window, not of Jesus and the Last Supper above the altar, but they had a gigantic stained glass window of Jesus with a lamb on his shoulders. When that church amalgamated with another, that window was so precious that the parish spent ridiculous amounts of money to take it out of the windowsill, put LED backlights behind it, and hang it on the gym wall in the church that they moved to because there wasn't enough room for it in the sanctuary. The image of the Good Shepherd is one that surrounds us and we find comforting. The hymn that we sang in place of our psalm today is based off of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's one that we hear so often at funerals. It's this wonderful and comforting image, and we could just get wrapped up in that image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, and wouldn't that feel wonderful and great? But, and you knew there was a but coming. When I was serving in Regina, the cathedral had an out-of-the-cold program, a place for people living on the streets. And in Regina, that's a rough go in minus 40, minus 50 weather. But they would provide meals for them once a week. And so they would bring people in out of the cold to have a warm meal in the cathedral hall. And the good-natured Christians that we are, we decided to call the program the Feed My Sheep program. Which was great. We knew what we were talking about. It was lovely. But do you think the people coming in liked being called sheep? Not at all. Every week there was a complaint. There were people writing notes saying, we're not sheep, we're human beings, how dare you treat us like animals? Not the intended thing of naming a program the Feed My Sheep program, but somewhat true, right? None of us like to be considered sheep, or to be told that we can't do something the way we want to do something, or be led in a direction that we're not always sure about. But as Christians, we're presented with this image of Jesus as the good shepherd. I tell you, time and time again, I have come up with plans that would work perfectly. When I was beginning to move to London, I knew that my friend was looking for a house so she could buy my house, and then this could happen and that could happen, and I could just work this all out. And wouldn't that be great? That should be the way that it goes. And I'd tell God my plans, and they would never happen. It never worked out the way I wanted it to. And I'm sure if you look in your life, you can think of things where you had a plan on how you'd do something. Wouldn't it be great if this just worked out? And it never seems to work out quite the way you think it would. And that's not always easy. It's not a popular thing to stand up here and say sometimes being led by our own desires and devices and doing what we want is best. Sometimes saying anything against that isn't really well received. But one of the messages that is core to the Christian tradition is that Jesus is the one that guides, and that Jesus is a good shepherd. We hear about in the gospel reading of John how not a good shepherd runs away. A hired hand doesn't care, but Christ cares about each and every one of us. Christ cares and was willing to give up himself for you. What an amazing story. What an amazing truth that we hold about Jesus. Someone who wants the very best for us, who won't abandon us or leave us in times of trial or in times of danger or in times of suffering. And let's face it, all of us face those times. All of us encounter struggles. All of us encounter situations in the world around us that we'd rather not deal with and are happening in ways that we don't really like. And yet instead of being told, well, if you pray to God hard enough and if you're a good enough person, it will work out for you the way you want it to. Instead, the message that we're told is that Christ will be with us in the midst of those trials, in the valley of the shadow of death. God is with us to guide us and comfort us. How powerful is that? How amazing is that? In the Acts reading, we hear about Christ being the one who can heal, and in the name of Christ, salvation happens. Christ is the good shepherd, the one who guides and the one who leads. And so as we hold in balance both our own desires and our own belovedness and our own wants and needs, and also the fact that sometimes we kind of are sheep, sometimes we kind of need to be led, sometimes we need to relieve ourselves of the responsibility of controlling everything and trusting that God is good, we hold those two things in balance today, knowing that God will give us the freedom that we need, as well as guiding us to paths and guiding us in ways to destinations that are better than we could ask or imagine. And trusting that as we give ourselves to faith and to community and to living the best life we can, trusting in God's presence, that God will not abandon us, that God will not run away in times of trouble, that God will always be present and always lead. We give thanks. On this Sunday, when we recall that God is the good shepherd, let us dare to be offensive by calling ourselves good sheep, willing to be led, willing to listen to our Lord and Savior, and go where he may call us, even if it's a place we'd rather not go ourselves. Amen. So having heard the words of God spoken to us through the proclamation of Holy Scripture, wrestling with what they might mean for us today, let us stand together and confess our faith. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Would the congregation please adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people?
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Jesus, Good Shepherd, we come to you, the true guardian of our soul. Keep your church focused firmly on you and your kingdom. Draw us closer in unity and fellowship in your name. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Jesus, Good Shepherd, we come to you, our true defense. Give us courage to place our trust in following your way of peace. Draw the nations closer in a commonwealth of shared humanity. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Jesus, Good Shepherd, we come to you, the true owner of all wealth. Open the hearts and purses of all, that as we have richly received, so we may be generous in our giving. Raise benefactors who can enable all that delights and liberates. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Jesus, Good Shepherd, we come to you with the injured and the weak. Protect and hold in your love all who cry to you in their need. Today we pray especially for Anna, Eunice, Sylvia, Robert, Ashley, Greg, Gavin, Catherine, Alan, Mary, Nathan, Peter, Diane, Linda, Brian, Trent, Jim, Don and Nancy, Kristen, Mel, Sandra D. Revive us in your mercy. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
Jesus, Good Shepherd, you lay down your life for our salvation. Gather us in our final hour to your eternal fold. We pray today for Marlene Fagan and Elizabeth Lawson. As you know us, so may we hear you call us by name in your kingdom. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us this cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Shepherd. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation. In calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to me the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we are offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. Let us pray. God of steadfast love, watch over the church redeemed by the blood of your Son. May we who share in these holy mysteries come safely to your eternal kingdom, where there is one flock and one shepherd. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world now begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.